This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, we're always looking around, you know, Matt, Joey, Janine, and myself, always just looking at stories and looking at all of our publications here, you know, both locally and nationally. And, you know, we read something yesterday, I think it was yesterday or early in the day yesterday, and an op-ed in the Hartford Courant says it's important that CT has a health information exchange, I know from experience. And we read it, we're kind of like, we never really heard of this. So I think Joey or Janine reached out to Brian Bell, who wrote it, and he joins us now on Brian and Company, and we're grateful for it. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. I know it's probably not something you expected to do, but you know what? I had never really heard of the health information exchange. And so is Connie the just the Connecticut version, before you ask what it is Connie just the name for the Connecticut version of a health information exchange?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. What actually is it?
So basically, health information is held by a bunch of different players. The pharmacy has some, the doctor has some, the hospitals have some, and they're puzzle pieces that kind of don't always... Sometimes doctors don't have all the whole piece of the puzzle, and Connie kind of puts those pieces together so that doctors and, you know, patients have a full picture of what's going on, because the information now is in way too many different places and kind of impacts care and impacts communication.
Yeah. How old is this? Because I can remember, you know, I mean, we've all gone to the offices and had to fill out this garbage and triplicate. And I was like, I've been here for years. Why am I doing the same thing over and over and over again? But I've always wondered why they can't sort of unify the systems and information sharing. I mean, how long, and first of all, how long have we had it here in Connecticut? And then, you know, you can talk about your personal story if you want, how it's actually something that can be really helpful.
Yeah, so it's been about a year. I know we just rolled out the patient portal over the summer, just because it's very complicated and uses the gold standard of security and privacy. It has we want to make sure that we're doing what's right and what patients want.
Got it. We're talking with Brian Bell. He, of course, wrote an op-ed in the Hartford Courant. You can go take a look at it now if you want to. Your situation, can you talk about why it's so impactful for you that moved you to write this?
Yeah, I mean, having to go see multiple doctors since I was 16 has kind of been like playing a football game, being the quarterback, but not kind of playing a night game, but not having lights and not having a good radio in my helmet. It's been difficult to kind of go to different providers and have it to tell the story over and over again, trying to execute the plays. And Connie kind of makes it easier so that the information is all there for the whole team to share and communicate with each other, so that I'm not kind of playing a game blind, basically.
And just because it's automatically happening for all of us. You don't have to give approval for the system to work.
You do have to, you know, give consent. You do have control over what information is shared, and we follow the most rigorous policies and procedures to make sure and that you know which data is being shared. And you can opt out at any time. But, you know, once you sign up, the providers that have signed up that are pushing information to the portal, you will see it.
Is there a place people can go to learn more about it besides just reading your piece?
Yes, of course. It's connect.org, and that has the whole information. There's also a YouTube channel, and, you know, guides and, you know, everything spelled out for you, any questions that you might have about using the patient portal and, you know, what providers will see on their end.
Yeah, it's really, it's got a lot of information. It's Connie, CONNIECT.org. Again, CONNIECT.org. Anything else you want people to know about?
Just that we're, any questions that you might have, you know, we have a team that is willing to talk to providers and patients to, cause you know, healthcare is complicated. But we're here to help, and that we're looking for more, PFAC members, patient and family advisory board, advisory committee members, and that we'll be recruiting for that for the, next year.
Great. And they, people can, if they want to get involved at that level, they can do that through connyct.org as well.
Yes, one of the options on the website is the committee, and you can fill out a form to apply for the committee.
Yeah, there's tons of info on the site, so I encourage people to go there. Brian, thanks so much. I mean, again, like, this is stuff like people need to know about, and most of us don't. So we appreciate the time, and we appreciate you writing the piece.
Right, and thank you for having me.
All right, Brian Bell. Again, go to current.com and take a look at the op-ed. It's just, I mean, again, if you go into a situation where you can't communicate, you know, what's wrong or something like that, you know, if the information shared, then in a, even an emergency, it could be crucial, right? And there's a lot of information. It's an information exchange, but there's a lot of information you can find. Just, it's easy. Just connyect.org, CONNIECT.org. And I think the more people that use it, obviously it seems like the more effective it will be.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.